You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So first up, I spoke to Wasteman CEO Paul Evans, who represents the waste, resource recovery and contaminated land sectors. Wasteman's conducted a national online survey of 1,000 people across the whole country about the state of New Zealand's environment. The survey found 2/3 of respondents would support a levy on plastic bags if the money went to charity. I began by asking Paul about the survey.
We undertook last year a national online survey to get a representative sample of the New Zealand population. It was a sample size of 1,000 people, and that was distributed across the country, sort of north, south, east, west, rural, urban, male, female, to ensure that we've got a really representative mix of that population, and it gives us a 95% confidence level of those results.
What kind of things did you ask in the survey? So obviously it was based around the levy, but what kind of questions were you asking?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, it wasn't just actually based around a levy. It was just really to get people's overall attitudes to the environment and also their attitudes, particularly with regard to plastic bags. So there were, you know, there were a range of things we asked them in terms of, you know, were reducing waste and recycling important issues for them? You know, was New Zealand's clean and green image important to them? But then some more specific questions around bags and the usage of them. So, you know, what supermarkets they currently shop at? Do they regularly take plastic bags? If so, why do they, you know, why do they use those bags? And then we asked some more specific questions around a charge on bags and if they supported that. And under sort of what circumstances they might support it, and things along that sort of line.
So did you find that New Zealanders were really concerned with keeping New Zealand a clean, green country?
Yeah, look, it was really interesting in terms of the results that we found there. So in terms of we asked people if reducing waste and recycling were important issues for them, and 93% of people said they were. But the interesting thing was when we actually asked households, you know, do you think New Zealanders are good at reducing waste and recycling? Only 29% of people said that they were. So there's a real clear disconnect between what our expectations are with regard to waste and recycling and how we actually think we're performing.
When you talked about solutions to this disconnect, you know, between where the issue lies and actually solving the issue, how many plausible solutions did you find in your results? So obviously the levy was one, but were there any others?
Yeah, look, we talked to people about a range of things. So, you know, the levy charge was one. There was people who supported an outright ban on bags. I've got to say, in our research, that was a much, much lower figure who supported an outright ban. Generally speaking, most people thought a charge was appropriate, and that charge was that people cited was generally in the range of 10 to 20.
Also with the levy, so it's obviously having the charge on the use of these bags. Was there a difference between people who preferred whether that charge went to, as you said, charities or state?
Absolutely. The people were far more supportive when they thought the proceeds from that were going to go to a charitable cause, whether that be, you know, beach cleanups or the like. The concern was is that people thought if there was just a charge and it didn't go to charity, that might either just go to the retailer as additional profit, or that it would just be seen as an additional tax. So certainly charity was the preferred option amongst the people who responded to the survey, and that's certainly in line with what's been seen in other jurisdictions overseas.
Yeah, so how likely do you think that this is something that New Zealand could implement?
Look, in terms of, we've got the legislative framework in place, so it is possible for the government to do this under the Waste Minimisation Act. I think the key thing here is that if Kiwis are supportive of it, they've got to show that support. It's really an issue where the government will probably take the lead from the public, and if there's no strong outcry for this, they're probably not going to do it.
Yeah, so how does the public show their support towards, say, a plastic bag levy?
Look, I think the key thing is if you're really concerned about this, you can get in there and you can write a letter to the Associate Minister for the Environment, Scott Simpson. I'm sure he'd love to hear from everyone. There's also a number of online petitions that are going through platforms like Change and Action Station. And look, just be active in your local community. Most communities around New Zealand have plastic bag free groups who are championing this cause. So, in your local area, find that group and get in behind their work if this is something which is of concern to you.
Also, Wellington City Council did spend $20,000 last year just on fencing to keep plastic bags within the landfill. Do you think that's a good solution to keeping New Zealand clean and green, or do you think actually reducing the amount that we're using plastic is a lot more important?
Look, a fence around a landfill is it's really an ambulance at the bottom of a cliff solution. It's going to catch some of that plastic, and it's not ideal. And it's also not ideal to sort of load that cost on to ratepayers to have to pay that. Look, I think with any product, it's much better to kind of take a whole life cycle look at things and design better products and have, when you do design them, have the end of life in mind. So with plastic bags, obviously there's some clear support for a levy. If that were to come in, I don't think that would be your only measure. You'd need to look at some other mechanisms to sort it so we get a really comprehensive solution.
Yeah, so just lastly, I mean, do you think that this is something that we really urgently need to tackle, or do you think the current policy in place is enough to keep us moving forward in this combating this issue?
Yeah, look, I think is the survey kind of speaks to public opinion, and the public opinion think, public think that this is something that is very important. It's a touch point. It's something that people engage with every day. Is it the largest waste issue in New Zealand? No, it's not, but it's something which is very tangible to people. It's something which raises awareness, and clearly through the survey, it's something which is sort of near and dear to people's hearts.
So around, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.